It might be painful to admit at certain times in your life, but oftentimes, especially if it's a matter of experience, your parents are right. If the question before us is the question of whether or not we should do something and experience gives the answer, sorry, your parents are probably usually right. We don't always like to be corrected. We don't always like to hear that we're doing something wrong. Little kids don't like this, and they might even say things to their parents like, "I hate you." But adults don't like to be corrected either. Look at the way in which we talk to each other about just about any political issue. We don't listen. We yell at each other. We insult each other. It's difficult to be committed to the truth. But that's what Jesus is. He is the truth. And it's not always easy to believe in Jesus, the truth. Because sometimes the life of faith might appear to us either to tell us to do things we really don't want to do, and other times we might say, "But my answer makes more sense." But either way, we can react just as the people did in the first reading. Obviously, this is a great foreshadowing of the Lord Jesus himself, the just one who is obnoxious because he speaks the truth, the just one who is obnoxious because he tells us to do what we don't want to do, the just one who is obnoxious because he tells us and calls us out when we are wrong. Jesus, then, is making enemies. It's interesting that Jesus makes enemies for a whole bunch of reasons. It's not just his calling out of other people that gives him energy or enemies. His miracles cause people to want to be his enemy. The things he says cause people to want to be his enemy. The great ways in which he witnesses to the power of God, those things can create enemies for him. It's why when Jesus is at his dark times, sometimes he'll turn to the disciples and say, "Do you want to leave me too?" Because his preaching is not being received, and in fact, people are hostile. That's because our relationship with God is just that. It's a relationship. If you think about any important relationship in your life, friends, family, to really have an authentic and good relationship, you need to be willing to compromise and to listen. Most of you, maybe even all of you, will someday be married. And I have prepared couples for marriage before by helping them to learn some basic communication skills and so forth. But I am kind of coming to the conclusion that one of the challenges couples face that, quite honestly, they don't really face is that first moment where they have a major disagreement, something that is really hard to work through. And I think sometimes the problem is people give up too easily. They hit that moment of the great difficulty that's there, and they don't work through it. If they did work through it, they discover on the other side is often a deeper and more wonderful relationship. That's really what faith is about. You can find yourself in the presence of God, being called to something greater, but maybe by doing what you don't want to do. That's the model Jesus gave us. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew he was going to suffer. This was not a secret to him that people were hostile and hostile enough to hate him and kill him. And he was like any one of us. Lord, take this away. I don't want to do this. But let your will be done, not mine. Are there things in your life that God is calling you to do that you don't want to do? Are there circumstances or situations where you're being called to maybe step apart from the crowd, to do something different? Maybe it's on the weekends, or maybe it's in this situation or that situation. Maybe it means paying greater attention in that class you just really don't like. Maybe it means giving your parents the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it is doing those things you're expected to do around the house without complaining. Whatever it is, Jesus gives us the model today and every day. He puts before him the will of the Father, the will of God. And he is so dedicated to doing the will of his Father that he even gives his life for you and me.